What seems to be a technical Rashi turns into a fascinating discussion on the laws of Eruv in the times of the Jews in the Midbar. Parshas Bamidbar talks about how the Jewish people camped in the Midbar. Just to give some context, because background is very important in the Sicha, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies in the Mishkan, was west. The entrance to the Mishkan was east. Okay, so around the Mishkan, it was surrounded by two layers of population. Layer number one is Levim, the three families of Levim, Gershon, Kahath, and Merari, which they covered the west, south, and north directions. The east, which was the entrance to the Mishkan, was only populated by a small group of people, Moshe and his family, and Aaron and his family. Then, around them, were the 12 Shvatim. Each of the four directions had three Shvatim on that side. And taking into account that there were 600,000 people, men ages 20 to 60, estimated anywhere between 2 to 3 million individuals, the camp was quite a size. Now, there was a serious distance between what we call Machane Levia, the camp of Levi, and the Machane Yisrael, where the 12 Shvatim were. The question is, how big is the distance? And Rashi tells us that it wasn't more than a mil, basically 2,000 amos. So why wasn't it more than that? Because the Jewish people had to access the Mishkan on Shabbos. And we know the laws of Tchumin, which means a person cannot walk out of civilized space more than 2,000 amos, and therefore so that Jews who are in Machane Yisrael can come to the Mishkan, there has to be a connection point between Machane Yisrael to the Mishkan less than 2,000 amos, and therefore we put them 2,000 amos away from the Levim, from the Mishkan, sorry. So the question is, why they had to be distant? Why couldn't they be right next to the Levim? And the answer is, because Hashem warns that right before the beginning of the parsha, he says, Hazar akarv yumas, any foreigner, a person who doesn't belong in a certain space and comes into the Mishkan will die. Therefore, it was important to create a space between the Mishkan and the Jewish people. The question is then, why were the 2,000 amos between the Mishkan and the Jewish people? The 2,000 amos should have been between Levim and the Jewish people. Because if you actually think about it, the Levim, they were definitely not the size of Am Yisrael, but there were tens of thousands of people, men, women, and children. And each one had to pitch a tent on the three directions. Chances are, by the time everyone pitched their tent, there wasn't much space between the Machane Yisrael and Machane Levia. So why does it have to be 2,000 amos from Machane Yisrael to the Mishkan? Why can't it be 2,000 amos from Machane Yisrael to Machane Levi? Comes the Rebbe and offers an insight that, as we said earlier, the east side, the entrance side, pretty much had nobody living there. Just Moshe and Aaron, which was a tiny amount of space. Hence, it was 2,000 amos from the Mishkan, at least in one direction. And once they kept it in one direction, so they kept it in all directions. In other words, technically there had to be a space, but that space couldn't be too much because, as we said, they have to be able to access it on Shabbos. But because on the east side there was no buffer and there was no way to make 2,000 amos from Machane Levia to Machane Yisrael, because there was no such a thing as Machane Levia, it was pretty much just two, three families, five families. So therefore, they kept it around 2,000 amas on all four directions. And the Rebbe says it's possible to say, the Rebbe says, b'doichek, it's not as comfortable, it's not so easy in the text, but you could say that just the east direction had 2,000 amas, and other directions, Taka had 2,000 amas from the Machne Levia to Machne Yisrael. But the Rebbe stays and it prefers the explanation that all four directions were equal in their distance, not from Machne Levi, but the equal distance from the Mishkan. Now the Rebbe asks a question that we know that if it's all within city limits, then even if there's within the city limits a space which is not fully populated, you could go outside the city limits 2,000 amos. So technically, because this whole space of the Jewish people was surrounded by Machane Yisrael, 12 Shvatim on all sides, so technically why is the laws of Tchumin, why are the laws of not walking more than 2,000 amos applicable if it's all within the space of the Jewish civilization, the Jewish town? And the Rebbe argues that, at least according to Pshutei Shel Mikra, according to the simple reading of the text, not necessarily according to Halacha, but according to at least the biblical reading, the literal biblical reading of the text, you could say that actually the laws of Tchumen do apply even within a city, as long as it's no civilized, because it says, Al Yetze Ishmem Kaimai, a person should not leave their space. And the way you could read it simply is that it has to be populated by people. And if there's no population, even if it's within city limits, it doesn't count as part of the space, and rather the laws of Tchumen kick in. So therefore, at least according to the simple reading of the text, and Rashi comes and explains Pshutei Shel Mikra, there is room to say that there was the laws of Tchumen even within the camps. Because again, there had to be constant contact between all the areas, even if there were one larger macro area. Comes the Rebbe and says, brings a take-home message, that ultimately, why were the Jewish camps less than 2,000 amos distance so that the Jews can access it on Shabbos? But the fact is, 6 out of 7 days a week, you didn't have the problem of access because you could walk as much as you need. Comes the Rebbe and says, from here you learn that the same access that you have with the Mishkan of your heart, the same access you have in the Mishkan on Shabbos, you have to permeate your week as well. That just like on Shabbos, you easily access the Mishkan and we make sure that's accessible, so too during the week, you don't sit there saying that my weekday, my chol, is independent of my Yiddishkeit, but rather you allow it to permeate with a close distance to the Mishkan, your neshama, and allow it to affect your entire life.